I think we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting to order. As I indicated before, our hope is to keep this brief. There's a number of folks that are calling in that are in situations where they don't have a whole lot of time. The purpose of this meeting is to have a recommendation from the hiring committee on what their findings are. I do need to do a couple housekeeping things first. One is, I believe that our code commissioner, Mr. Pettish, Greg Pettish, is in the room. And so in personnel issues, as long as this meeting's kept general, we do not have to close it. But in the event it becomes of a personnel nature, then we would have to close this meeting. And I would ask that our code commissioner, Greg Pettish, listen, and if we are proceeding down that path, that he tell us when we need to close the meeting, when and if he deems it appropriate. Clayton, would you tell all of us who is present in the room at this moment?
Mr. Chairman, this is Clayton Schenck, and I'm present as staff to the committee, as well as Diane McDuffie, secretarial staff to the committee. And also present is Kelly De Silva, who was staff to the selection committee and is available if you have questions. In the room is Chuck Johnson from the press, and there are six, also Gail Shirley, our public information officer, and there are five members of the legislative fiscal committee staff. If you want their names, I can certainly give them to you, but there's five of them.
No, I think we're good. If folks need some additional information, we can ask for it, and so welcome everyone to the room. I guess with that, I guess we will go ahead and I guess at this point ask for a recommendation from the LFA subcommittee, hiring subcommittee.
Mr. Chairman, this is Representative Hollenbaugh. After the interviews done by the subcommittee for the hiring, it was our consensus choice to forward the name of Amy Carlson as the selection to replace Clayton. And at this time, Mr. Chairman, I will make the motion to approve Amy Carlson.
Okay, there is a motion made to approve Amy Carlson, and I need some clarification. Clayton here, I understand that prior to a certain point in this discussion, I have to discharge the subcommittee. Would you comment as to when I need to do this?
Mr. Chairman, as a matter of procedure, I mean, you can do that anytime. You could dismiss them now, or you could dismiss them at the end. I don't know if you consider that the completion of their report, or if there's if they're going to give any additional presentation, I'd wait until after that's done.
Okay, we will wait on the discharge. I need to remember to do that before the end of the home. At this point, there is a motion, so I believe discussion is in order. I would ask that you state your name, so that we can know who's speaking to be recognized for the discussion. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator Ripley. I would just like to say that the subcommittee met and screened and interviewed and went through a very good process. We asked every candidate the same questions and evaluated them on the merits of how they answered the questions and resumes provided. It was not a unanimous selection, but at this point in time, I think it's important that we support the motion by chairman of the subcommittee and support the subcommittee as a whole. That you know, it isn't very likely that it would never be a unanimous recommendation from the committee, but it was a fair process, and I think it worked well, and I would recommend that we support the committee.
Additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Taylor.
Representative Taylor.
First, I was reading my Masons this morning, and it does say in Section 350 that you need to discharge the subcommittee before the consideration of the question, but that's neither here nor there. If we do it, it's okay. Before I vote to approve the subcommittee's recommendation, which I'm going to do, I'd like to make just a short statement. I'd like to express dissatisfaction with the I am not satisfied with the process. I am satisfied with the selection. I believe that the subcommittee would first consider candidates within the division before going outside, and if they did, that they would give extra weight to the experienced staff we have within. I do not know the criteria that was used, nor did I see the resumes or hear the interviews or the answers to the questions. You know, this is a really important decision, and it was made by three or four people. I think it should have been taken to the full committee, but we set up the process, we did the process, so I do intend to support the subcommittee's recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Taylor. Additional discussion or comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Senator Williams, and I just want to say what a good job I think the committee did in terms of the hard work and time that they put into this election. I know that it wasn't an easy one. There were really extraordinary candidates that were looked at here, and I know that it couldn't have been an easy decision to make, because there were such, you know, such really capable people that applied. But with that, I'd like to say that I thank them and certainly would support the decision that they made.
Thank you, Senator Williams. Additional discussion or comments?
Is it in order to call the question?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh.
Senator Bales.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, and I too am going to support the nomination. I do have, you know, some concerns, and I know it was a very tough job, and I know that the committee worked very, very hard. I do have some concerns with some quotes that were attributed to the chairman of the subcommittee that came out in the paper and so on. I wish they hadn't been there, but I do support the nomination, and I hope that as we go forward that the transition will be a smooth one, and that everyone will work to the interest of the legislature as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bales. Additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Representative Hollenbaugh, if I may.
Representative Hollenbaugh.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, since if I could respond to both Representative Taylor and Senator Bales' comments, since it was me in the paper as the de facto chair of this subcommittee and the quotes that came out. First off, with regards to the process, the hiring process, I would hope that the Legislative Finance Committee would really recognize that the subcommittee did its best to review all of the resumes, and it was a very tough decision between an external candidate and an internal candidate, and it is always difficult when you choose to go outside the existing framework of staff. I would hope that despite what you might read into the quotes that were attributed to me, this selection was in no way made to diminish what our staff does for us or to cast aspersions upon anybody's reputation. I spoke from my experiences on the Appropriations Committee. It's a little bit more rough and tumble in the House, as those of you in the Senate will probably recognize. And from my experience in looking at the qualifications of both an external candidate and an internal candidate, I did decide to go with the external candidate based upon the fact that we have had a continuing, in my view, a continuing rupture with our efforts to get a budget passed. It was my hope that by looking at an external candidate and using outside experience and all of the things that come with outside experience, that it will help us in the next session, as we all recognize it's going to be another extraordinarily difficult budget, approach some kind of looking to get a better consensus, I guess, as we approach a budget, so that we really don't have or give off the perception that all we do is look to fight rather than to understand and build the best budget that we can. Mr. Chairman, I think I'll leave it at that. If there are other questions people have of that, I'll certainly try and answer them. But that was, again, the interview that I gave for the press was really my opinions, and it should not be taken as the opinion of the full subcommittee nor the opinion of the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Representative Hollenbaugh. Again, I'll ask for questions and comments. I would remind folks that there are a couple of our members that can only be on the phone call so long, so that if we continue too long down this path, we will have to discuss the how we would proxy the call. Additional comments and thoughts?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Glazier.
The four members of the subcommittee, I believe, had an open mind from beginning to end. Everybody, to some degree, based on who they work with through the years, has come to a little partialness. And I think that based on those words, that the members of the committee, generally speaking, were just interested in getting the best of six people to be our leader of the finance group for the next period of time. And as a result of that, we had a point where we chose the top half and the bottom half, and in order to kind of narrow it down. And when we did that, then the people that worked with us in our staff and Amy Carlson ended up coming out on top. It doesn't mean that they got all the votes. It just means that they came out on top. And I thought that the committee was looking at what was in the best interest of the appropriations process, and that there wasn't much bias involved in the decision at all. I was very pleased with it. I was very pleased with the way our staff works. I was very much expecting that the staff will move forward and do an excellent job in the future, and that Amy Carlson hopefully will have the wisdom to do as has been done in the past and get the most out of our people for the 150 legislators that they work for. As a result of that, I was very pleased. I was very pleased with everything that went on. And I hope that the four of us has recommended to you the decision that will work well and prevail. I know of nothing else to say, except for I just got to say again how great the staff has been in the past, and how great I expect the staff to be in the future as they serve 150 legislators that have, some of them have yet to come for the next session. As a result of that, anything that may have been conjured up from what may or may not have been in the paper, wouldn't have affected me then and doesn't affect me now, and there were four people, but any one of them could have done an excellent job. The committee felt that one was a little bit more prepared to hit the ground running, and that's how it worked out. Four great people, or at least three, I don't know about me, but the other three were great people working for a common goal. Appreciate you, Mr. Chairman, appointing me to the committee, and we'll be glad to get back to my own everyday work.
Thank you, Representative Glazier. Additional comments and thoughts, or somebody that wants to call for the question?
Question.
I know Rick is on a short time leave.
Thanks.
I think technically I need to discharge the hiring committee at this point. So they're just now members of the committee, the Legislative Finance Committee. I believe that is the order of events before the voting. And once that's said, then a question has been called. Clayton, do you need to, how is it that you would ask the folks vote?
What's for lunch?
Mr. Chairman, I mean, the motion's been made to accept the subcommittee recommendation. I think you just need to move to a vote do it by roll call with Diane calling the roll.
Hey, Diane, if you would call the roll, and I would ask the folks vote.
Senator Bales?
Yes.
Senator Lewis?
Yes.
Senator Williams?
Yes.
Senator Ripley?
Yes.
Representative Glazier?
Yes.
Representative Jones?
Yes.
Representative Heiner?
Yes.
Representative Cecil?
Yes.
Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Hollenbaugh?
Yes.
10-2. Well, the other two aren't here, so.
10-0.
10-0 with two Representative Wansenreed and Senator Gallis not present. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay, well, thank you. The vote has been 10-0 to accept the recommendation of of Amy Carlson by the hiring committee. And so with that, I believe, as chairman, it is now my privilege to welcome Amy to the Legislative Fiscal Division. And I guess a little bit of a comment there. She has a strong background from her years of service to Montana and certainly will be an asset to the Legislative Division. As the chairman and a member of the legislature, I look forward to working with her. I do recognize Amy will have some challenges cut out for her as she steps in to become the lead of what is an incredibly knowledgeable, energetic, and efficient staff. In fact, if you take a look at some of the awards they've won and national recognition that some of our key staff members have received, the Montana Legislative Fiscal Division staff is probably one of the best in the nation. And it's certainly one of the key reasons that Montana is one of two states still operating in the black during these times. I know there are times that, in order to serve the requests of the legislature, the fiscal staff is often put into difficult and even sometimes adversarial positions in respect to the agencies and even the executive. But this staff has a history of successfully navigating these waters and thus serves the legislature in Montana at the highest of professional levels. I know I personally have never been left wanting when dealing with our fiscal division staff, so my hat's off to these folks. I know from speaking with Amy that she is indeed very cognizant of what a quality staff she has and will soon become a leader. I also want to thank Clayton for his willingness to help transition Amy into her new role. We will speak to that in just a second. Clayton has invested much of himself in his life in helping the Legislative Fiscal Division become such a powerful asset to the legislature and to Montana. I was once told that what truly matters is when your time on the task is done, it is the world a little better place for where you have been and what you have done. And Clayton has done that. He has made the legislature in Montana a better place and deserves our thanks and our recognition.
Senator Ripley
is leading the meeting.
I know Rick had to go. And I know his insight and candor, Clayton's insight and candor, will be missed. I want to thank everyone, in particular the hiring committee, the fiscal staff for all their professionalism during this hiring. I know it was a challenging and frustrating process at times. So hats off to you, hiring committee. Thank you for all your work. Congratulations, Amy. Thank you very much, Clayton, and thank you, fiscal staff, for your work and understanding. And so those are my comments as I welcome Amy to the legislative fiscal. I believe at this point our next agenda item is discussion of the transition process. Clayton?
Mr. Chairman, just very briefly, I just want to assure the committee that we're off and running with the transition process that Amy and I have met a couple of times already and are committed to making this as complete and thorough and as possible. And Amy's plans are to complete her work in the budget office on November 20th and to be down in this office on November 23rd. And that will give us 2 weeks before the Finance Committee meeting to work things through. We're preparing a list of transition items to work through, and we'll have her meeting with key people and having discussions, and we would welcome any committee input to this process, but I just want you to know that we're well down the road of planning this as to be as smooth as possible. And welcome any input. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Clayton. Is there any additional stuff for the good of order that needs to come up from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, do we have to have a vote on discharging the committee, or do you just get to do that? Can you just do that?
I believe since I created it, I can discharge
yes.
it.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
I thought you already had.
I believe I already have.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I believe, anyway. Additional discussion from any of the members of the committee? I guess with that, I'd like to thank everyone for taking time to get beyond the conference calls, and I appreciate everyone's work and their comments today, and I look forward to moving forward. And our next committee meeting is December 3rd and 4th at the Capitol. I guess we'll meet face-to-face then. Clayton, is there any other items that you feel needs to be brought up?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, one and all, and I guess with that, we'll adjourn this meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. Carol Williams
is leading the meeting.